Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Wow, welcome. It is February. It's a short month. Let's see. It's a short month, but it's a day longer than it normally is. We have jumped from the Fool in January to the Moon in February. This is very interesting. Let's review the Fool, which is just an amazing card and a beautiful start to the year. And then we will look at the Moon. So the Fool is spontaneity and innocence. The Fool is ready to fly. His young wings ache for flight. And with a single step, he leaves behind the comfort of the nest to begin the journey through the major arcana. Is he ready? Will he fall? This is a card about beginnings. It points to the side of you that is spontaneous, excited, naive, and inexperienced. Others may doubt your abilities. Be ready to be called the Fool. Be ready to fall, no matter what people say about you. This is your journey, and it's already begun. Be ready to be called the Fool. And now we come into the Moon. The Moon is a whole different energy. It's deep. It's dark. It's light. Vivid dreams and fears. In many ways, the Moon card encompasses the idea of the wild unknown. It is the shadow realm, the place where dreams, fears, and mysteries are born. Much darkness can linger here, and if you aren't careful, this can lead to periods of anxiety and self-doubt, almost as though you've lost your way in a house of mirrors. Many great artists have roamed this inner landscape. It's where imagination and creativity drift freely upon the midnight air. The Moon, February, this is the depth of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. It's the coldest month. It's not the darkest month, but it feels like it is. This is a perfect time to go and not linger too long in that darkness, in that mystery, but to honor that that's literally where we are. We are in this space of deep rest, which can lead to feelings of unrest. So really allow yourself a lot of grace. See what you find. Maybe you stepped off the ledge and it feels now like you have fallen into the depths, into the bottom, into the pit of despair. There was an episode a while back where we talked about hope and despair and how without hope, you cannot experience true despair. And it's almost like the Fool is the hope and then the Moon is showing us the despair, but it's also showing us what comes out of not giving up, but letting go of the quote unquote hope and really looking at what is real and present. And there is always, always magic. That is one thing that I want you to take away from this episode. Magic exists in all places and in all ways and in all everywhere. It's within all of us. It is within the dark. It is within that mystery. So allow yourself to breathe, knowing that each breath is magic. And let's see what we find. Share your thoughts with me, laurachristine.us. And until next time, I am sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk again. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.